There's only a few hours left for Congress to settle disagreement over the 2011 budget, or the federal government will shut down at midnight. Earlier today, Senator Mark Begich confirmed that both sides in the budget dispute had agreed on a figure for the cuts.
The parties have agreed on a number. They agreed on a $78 billion number, a mix of discretionary and mandatory and some small amount from defense to close out the 2011 budget. Now, I know today there's kind of a new discussion going on was what was the number, but there's no question that all the parties agreed. So it's not a question of the amount anymore.
But Begich said a small, diehard group of House Republicans is holding up forward progress on the budget bill by attaching riders to the deal. Begich described the amendments as social engineering.
So we're down to the wire, and what we're finding is there's a group of folks over on the House side in the Republican majority, and I don't want to say it's a large group because it isn't. It's a small group that has really made a point that they are going to have multiple, what we call, riders on legislation. And these riders, the largest one, deals with women's health care. And I will tell you that we have asked that all the riders not be part of this legislation.
Senator Lisa Murkowski is also frustrated by the process getting bogged down by hardline issues. She says it's important to remember this is the budget for this fiscal year, and it's already April.
We need to be working on not only the budget proposal for FY12, we're 4 months behind on that already, but keep in mind, we're going to be coming up against the debt limit here in the not-too-distant future. We've got some real budgetary issues that are going to be presenting themselves. So I have drawn no lines in the sand and said, well, if this is in, then I am out.
If the government does shut down, Senator Begich could only surmise what the effects will be for Alaska.
We have over $220 million worth of military construction ready to go out of a $400-plus million budget. Those contracts can't be let until they know they have a budget. It's not about just federal employees. It's about private contractors who are prepared to do, as we all know in Alaska, seasonal work in construction. And so we have private contractors ready to move but cannot because the military cannot execute those contracts.
FHA loans and IRS returns will stop. The state's 17,000 federal employees will be furloughed for the most part, and that in itself will be a blow to the struggling economy. Begich said that the details of military pay are still being worked out.
The military will get paid. The question is when. And what we're trying to work out right now is to ensure that the military personnel, active guard, the folks that are on the ground, make sure they get a paycheck and in a timely manner, because we recognize they will still be working and earning, but we want to make sure that check comes on normal course of business. We hope to have that worked out, but I want to reassure military families that they are going to get paid.
Senator Lisa Murkowski echoed the concern over continuity for military pay. She says the proposal the House has advanced does include the full budget for defense, but she says even if that plan gets held up, Texas Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson has a freestanding measure to ensure military pay is not halted.
I have joined her on that as a co-sponsor. If we have to pass that towards late evening tonight, if it doesn't look like we're going to be able to piece this thing together, I think at a minimum we will ensure that our military men and women are paid.
But Murkowski says she's also very worried about the federal employees who live paycheck to paycheck. She says she knows they're stressed about what will happen on Monday, and those folks do not see a shutdown as a holiday.
There are many who would be expected to report to work with no certainty that they will receive compensation for it. We've got an obligation to deal with the budgets, do it responsibly, and not leave people hanging like this. So I'm looking very critically at what the impact will be if we fail to get our act together.
The post office will continue to function as it is paid for through revenue streams. Social Security checks and veterans benefits should continue to flow, as should Medicare, Medicaid, and other assistance programs. It's difficult to know what a shutdown would cost, but OMB estimates estimates from the shutdown in 1995 place the direct cost to government at nearly $1.5 billion, in addition to hundreds of million in lost revenue for national parks and local governments. Individual federal departments will post information about the furloughs online.